Let's do a little bit of changing tracks. Keep sending them in. You need to send them in, otherwise I can't read them out. The email address is melbournedrive@abc.net.au. melbournedrive@abc.net.au. Just needs to be a story about a song that means something deeply important, or it might just be trivial to you. And this week's changing track is for Janet. It's the 20th anniversary of my dad's death this year. He was a complex man. He served in World War II and rejoined the RAAF in 1952. He loved being a serviceman. So our life, until I was in my mid-teens, was one of moving every 2 or 3 years around Australia and overseas. With us kids, he was a hard taskmaster. He would wake us up with a wakey-wakey, rise and shine, the sun will burn your eyes out. If we weren't standing straight, he'd bark. Head up, chin in, chest out, stomach in. We had a roster of daily jobs, and we never dreamed of not doing them. He used the razor strop on any of us who dared to defy him. We didn't share meals with our parents until I was 15, except for Sunday lunch. Dad didn't want his meal disrupted by the chatter of children. He really did say children should be seen and not heard. When we did start to eat together, he would say to us, "Don't speak until you know what you're talking about." In contrast, Dad was fun when people were around. He had a lot of friends, all in the RAF, of course, and loved a party. Although we didn't have a lot of money, Mum and Dad's hospitality was renowned. Some of my earliest memories are of watching on. I was good at keeping still and quiet so no one would notice me, as he talked, joked, smoked, sang, and danced. Parties often went all night, and when us kids woke in the morning, Mum would be making scrambled eggs for the stayers. He was often casually nasty to Mum. He would sometimes go off overseas or interstate and work, for work, and leave her with very little money. He controlled the finances, except for the child allowance. Late at night, Dad could be pretty scary. I can't say when he'd been drinking, because he drank every night. We would often wake to hear him yelling at Mum, accusing her of infidelities, demeaning her and swearing at her. These days, we would call what we experienced family violence. Thankfully, as he aged, my autocratic father changed. Mum and Dad retired to a coastal community, and I would go down with my children once a month to stay a week with them. We would go fishing, go out on his boat, go to the pub, and just hang out with Mum and Dad talking. Dad spent plenty of time playing with my children, talking to them, listening to what they had to say. It was something I rarely experienced as a child. One of my treasured photos is of Dad reading a story to my son and daughter, something he had never done with any of his own children. He was still opinionated and arrogant, but he did start listening to his children and to value what we had to say, to respect us as adults with our own ideas and our own ways of living our lives. And things improved with Mum. He could still be nasty to her at times, trying to put her opinions down. Where did you read that in New Idea? But generally, they had a better, quieter relationship, more of a partnership. Over those retirement years, I gained a better understanding of what had made him the way he was. Someone who hadn't achieved as much as he'd hoped to achieve, who had regrets, who feared death, who still mourned his mother, who had a problem with alcohol, who was trained as an officer to expect obedience. I am not saying this excused his behaviour, but it explained it a bit. Tragically, after only 11 years of retirement, Dad died of lung cancer, 5 months after the diagnosis. Time enough for some long conversations about his life, his family history, about our lives, and to drink the 2 bottles of Grange he'd been keeping for a special occasion, but too suddenly to be able to say goodbye. We thought he would have at least a year. He died within 12 hours of contracting a lung infection. He was unconscious when we arrived at the hospital. I think of Dad often, and sometimes I feel really angry with him for smoking and drinking and not looking after his health, because I wish he was here. I miss him, his joie de vivre, his generosity, his sharp intelligence, and the love he showed and expressed to me, my children, and husband. Those last 11 years completely changed our relationship, and I feel very fortunate to have had that time with him, to get to know him and to come to love him and not just fear him. This changing track was a favourite at his parties, and we played it at his funeral. So Janet's song is Arrivederci Roma by Dean Martin.